Okay, so final two halachot for Siman Tet in Hilchos Tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh omrim tzitzorich lasot tzitziut mitzeva atalit. Some say that you should make the strings of the garment the same color as a garment. V'medaktakim nahagin ken. And those who are stringent do thus. The Rama points out, Ashkenazim eno agin lasot tzitzit rak levanim. Us Ashkenazim only make tzitzis white. Even if we have colorful garments, or the strings are, the custom is only to do white, unlike the Shulchan Aruch. So, what would be the reasoning for the Shulchan Aruch? So, the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is a case of ze keli ve'anvehu. This is my God, and I will make it beautiful. And there's something beautiful about matching the garment to the tzitzis. For those of you guys out there who like to match garments, the Shulchan Aruch is on your side. Apparently the Rama was less strict about that. Interesting to note, sometimes people do these fun camp tie-dyeing tzitzis things. If you do that, then it'd probably be good, not obligatory, but good to also tie-dye the strings themselves so the garment and the string are on the same side as if you are a Sfaradi. Nowadays, now that we do have tchelet according to many poskim, it's very nice that the garment makers make the blue garments, which are blue and white, just like the strings are blue and white, which would be a very beautiful expression of this halakha, maybe better than the reddish ones that they sell. But again, there's a stringency. It's not the end of the world if you're not so strict, but it's a nice thing to be strict about. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the fact that you have these garments which are black and white, but nobody actually puts black on the strings. So what's going on there? And why are they black and white in the first place? So the truth is, I've never quite gotten an amazing explanation. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, since most of the garment is white, it's okay that the strings are white. And why did it get black in the first place? Is it in honor of the Yankees? Probably it was meant to symbolize the Tcheles, which was blue, and it somehow got photocopied and became black. Something like that, but in any case, nothing wrong if you want to wear a blue talis or a prettier color. One last very relevant halacha discussed in the poskim. What about nylon tzitzis? They make these synthetic tzitzises. Is that okay? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses how ideally, really, it should be wool, or linen is controversial, or, which means leather, is specifically excluded from being chayv in tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Torah says beged or, which means a garment or leather, meaning leather is not a garment in the context of negaim. And therefore we learn that leather is out. It's not woven, is the explanation of the levush. So nylon actually can be woven together, but here lies the machlokas, according to most modern poskim, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Better not to say a bracha on those garments if you're wearing them, because it's a suffix whether it counts. But since some rabbis say it does count, it's certainly better than nothing. If, let's say, you're playing sports and you don't want a hot tzitzis, it's better to wear that garment than nothing. But don't say a bracha on it, since we're not sure whether you have fulfilled your obligation, and certainly in a normal situation, it'd be better to wear regular cotton or even better wool tzitzis. Okay, that wraps up Siman Tet for the Shulchan Aruch. Looking forward to going on to Siman Yud in our exploration of the wonderful world of halacha. Have a beautiful day.